At the core and the heart of each one of us, God has created a longing, a thirst. Deep within, we are seeking something. And so often we go and fill it with things that are just passing, things that won't ultimately satisfy, things that will, you know, the more we get, the emptier we feel. You know, the world teaches us this. The world teaches us, take what you want. You know what happens when we take what we want? We never have enough, because we always want, you know, that four-letter word, more.
Please, sir, can I have some more?
More? You want more? Oliver Twist, for those of you who aren't familiar with the reference. But when we look, though, for what we need, we can be satisfied. If we're only seeking after what we want, we will never be satisfied. We'll always be seeking more. I mean, look, just look at the people who have the most money, who have what we consider to be the ideal in our world. They have money, they have power, they have prestige, they're famous, they have great talents, whatever it be, whatever field it is. And yet we see the rate of drug use and suicides. It's crazy. But it should show us something. That when we seek after what we want, we'll never be satisfied, and we only create a greater hunger, a greater longing. We need rather to seek after what we need, after that which will satisfy, after that which will fill us. Ultimately, that is God. Ultimately, every longing we have somehow is our longing for God. Now, sometimes our longings are twisted into sinfulness, but every longing we have is for God. And we hear God say to us in the first reading today, all you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come, receive grain and eat. Come without paying, without cost. Drink wine and milk. Why spend your money? For what is not bread? Wages for what fails to satisfy? Why do we go and waste ourselves on things that don't satisfy, instead of seeking after the one who will satisfy? There's a spiritual physics out there which says all that is not given away is lost. And conversely, all that we give away we receive back. 60, 30, or 60, 100-fold. That as we give away, we receive so much more. So much more. And when we seek after God, instead of just the things of this world, then that longing in our heart is satisfied. We may say, well, I don't have much. Well, God isn't asking for much. He only wants us. Forgive me if I've done this here before, but it's a song by Bob Rice. Kind of a song. It must be a conspiracy, the security guard said curiously as another homeless man approached the jewelry shop. They always seem to know when the owner's in the store. Tried to be discreet, but the owner heard the cries for mercy, and those cries reached the owner's ears. So in he walked. This urban clutter looked like street and smelled like gutter, but the owner treated him like a prince and laid out all the finest things for him. The man's eyes grew and pointed to a pearl that lay beneath the glass. How much do you have? The owner asked. Well, this stunned the man. What could he say? The others said he'd give away. Shame engulfed his shallow frame, turned to go and says, I have nothing. I can't afford it. He says, I didn't ask if you could, I just asked how much you had. So the man emptied his pockets, the remnants of his life, the cap from a beer bottle, a picture of his ex-wife, some loose change, a ticket stub, some tissues on which he had cried. At the sight of all this garbage, the owner's eyes grew wide. It's a deal, he said with glee. The man was shocked. If it were free, it would be one thing. But for this? The man seemed ignorant in bliss. The man, ashamed, fell upon his knees and said, don't know why you take this life. It's not worth the sacrifice, and at times it's quite deplorable. Knew I couldn't pay the price, so imagine my surprise to find you're so affordable, affordable. Almighty God doesn't ask us if we can afford it. He asks how much we have. He wants us to surrender it all into his hands. And what happens? We have 5 loaves, 2 fish. Nothing. But what does he make of that? Enough to feed the multitudes. Probably 10, 12,000 people there. This is practically the whole town of Pelham. From 5 loaves and 2 fish. Imagine. Imagine, God fed them. And not just, okay, a little bit here and a little bit there. Enough so that they were satisfied. And that longing that we have, God wants to satisfy. But will we hand him our 5 loaves and 2 fish? Will we hand him the very little that we have? Instead of seeking after all these things, will we give away to Almighty God? And I'm not saying impoverish yourself. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying, well, give everything away and live on the streets. Don't think I'm saying that. But will we surrender it all to Almighty God so that he can take what we have and feed our souls, feed our hearts, fill us to overflowing?